The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know, I don't think Jack gets it. No, you kind of get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a story out that basically I would like to put it on the air right now. Text in to 51059 if you're stinking wealthy and you want to be friends with me.
Yeah, friends with all of us.
Super wealthy. No, just me. No, okay, we can all be friends. Because there's a story out that says if you have wealthy friends, there's a better chance of you being wealthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the circle you keep, you become like them.
Yes, absolutely.
No matter what. I think
I believe it 100% to be true if you grab the wrong people. If you're like, if your life is on this stagnant downward spiral, look at your friends.
Yeah.
Because they're probably circling the drain before you. And you're just in that pattern. And mm-hmm. you got to just get out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have some friends that are pretty well-to-do. You guys, Aaron specifically, has tried to steal any one of my friends who are worth money.
I like having a good friend group. Mm-hmm.
Just the rich ones, though. Yeah, I noticed you haven't gone
those
after.
Those are the only ones that you've introduced me to.
I don't introduce you to anybody. You just glom on. If somebody walks by, you're like, are you Slacker's friend? Yoink.
She's smart. She's doing what she's supposed to do.
But I mean, here's the weird thing. You were talking about, like, you feel this is true because you had this experience where some dude, you were there at the birth of a millionaire.
Exactly, yeah. He had started a company and he sold it and I was DJing and I knew the guy before and he had enough money, I guess, but then when he sold the company, he had a lot of money. He became a millionaire.
That night.
Like, in a snap. Like, it literally hit his account over $1 million.
And then he was like, let's go out and watch TI DJ.
Let's go out and celebrate. Yeah. So, and it's one of my favorite nights, like my favorite memories of all time.
And
it was
one of your best friends on the planet is very, insanely rich.
Very mm-hmm. wealthy. Yeah. And has been just forever.
Since you knew him.
Uh huh.
His family's just has money and they just make more money. They're just mm-hmm. like,
yeah. They just keep going up.
Okay. But according to this story, then you should have money. Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Because you're surrounded, and same for me. Like, I have a couple friends who are very, 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 very well off. Mm-hmm. And would you say that I am? I do well, but I'm not. I'm not going to say their names, but you you know who I'm talking
you
about.
You live in a neighborhood with a gate.
But it's, dude, the,
I
you
don't
can
even
walk
own a house.
Around the gate. It's not a gate. It's rusted and you can walk around it. I'm not in a secure compound with like armed guards. Yeah.
My neighborhood doesn't even have a sign. It's just like that collection of houses.
Because you don't have an
there.
HOA. You should be happy you don't have that.
Yeah, I don't.
But like,
but I think it changes your mindset because I was genuinely happy for them too. Even though I, like, when he became a millionaire, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't work for him or any of that. But there were a lot of people that he did. Like, helped him start the company, and he gave them money. But he got way more money than they did because he started it. And then now they're jealous. And like, well, how come we only got this much and you got this much? And it became this fighting thing instead of just like, hey, man, we all cashed out. This is, like, we're rising together. This is great.
A rising tide raises all
boats.
Right,
so I think it's more about your attitude that you have towards money. When you see people doing well and then you can be happy for them, I think it invites more wealth into your life.
But do you think rich people want to be around people like us?
Well, your friends do.
People like us.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.